Now here comes daddy.
Now here comes daddy.
And here goes mommy.
And here goes mommy.
The baby's pretty.
The baby's pretty.
His name is Johnny.
His name is Johnny.
Now here comes daddy.
Under the fields, under the fields. 60 years you've been under the fields. Under the fields, under the fields. 60 years you've been under the fields.
Good day and welcome to part 2 of episode 6 of the Montreal Burger Report. In this episode, Ed Hocko,
also known as Blork,
and Chris Zeke Hand start off at Games Bar, a neighborhood bar in the Villeray District on the Plaza St. Hubert. Blork pretends he's Rodney Dangerfield and Zeke plays the game. Games Bar is located at 6289 St. Hubert, and they are open 7 days a week from 2 in the afternoon until 3 in the morning. The phone number is 514-272-7657, and their website is www.gamesbar.com. Le Fast Foo is right across the street at 6390 St. Hubert. They too are open 7 days a week, but from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m., although they open earlier on the weekends and close later on Thursdays and Fridays. Phone number is 514-271-3067. The Montreal Burger Report is a radio show, podcast, blog, something or other, whereupon Blork and Zeke go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and in very generalized terms try to inform you about the wide and wonderful world of burgers in Montreal.
We're putting ourselves through this torment of eating burgers and drinking beer for the sake of the good of the public, you know, for the public good.
I might also just fall in love with one of these burgers one of these days.
When I come home with my belly all gurgling and stinking like beer because I've done another one of these burger reports, I don't get a lot of sympathy. I'm just hoping to get a little sympathy here. Maybe somebody will pay for my burger someday.
I personally like the fact that, yeah, these are definitely process-oriented. And the sort of thing of it is, you listen to the whole thing and, okay, so did they have a good time? Did they not have a good time? And I think, would you like another beer? That's one of the things where I recognize, especially in sort of just reading reviews of everything, where everybody sort of concentrates on 3 stars, 2 stars, A+, B+, C+, whatever, and so on and so forth. I just sort of like how, no, these are just sort of like the whole process, and everybody's got to go through their own process. And there still might be some reason to go to Meshanta.
Oh, I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are many people who would go there and have a good time. And maybe even have a reasonable meal. I seem to recall there were a couple of things on the menu that looked fairly appealing. You know, non-burger things.
Yes.
You know.
Same with meat market and yes.
Yeah. That's just it. So it's just, but, you know, this is the Montreal Burger Report. If you don't do the burger right, you know, you're going to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just it. But no, I agree that. I mean, I don't want to talk about stars and all that kind of stuff. And you know what? We're like the Van Gogh of restaurant reviewing in that we're entirely impressionistic. Okay. Or was Van Gogh expressionistic? I don't remember. I think he was impressionistic.
Impressionistic,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, so this is it. These are impressionistic restaurant reviews. You know, we're not beholden to any sort of grid or star system.
I do like how you're bringing it to art. I just feel like a certain bond with Jackson Pollock, so I might have to be expressionistic in some way. And
I think that comes back to the whoopee.
Whoopsie. Well, I like this place.
Yeah.
The service definitely is, to me,
it's a little uneven. Yeah.
It is where. Yeah. First of all, it's yeah, getting club soda without even a lemon.
I know, it's a little weird.
Normally I prefer a lime.
Yeah.
But didn't even get an opportunity, and then it was also last time after I had like just left it down to about an inch with mostly ice and stuff like that. He grabbed it, chucked everything, and didn't even give me an opportunity to say, no, I can suck on that ice, thank you very much.
You know.
And then also I think it's where my first beer was $8. Then I had a Guinness, so it was $8. That I can understand.
Okay.
Then the second one, which I had while waiting for you, was cream ale and a club soda,
right,
which was $9.
Well, yeah, but we're in a happy hour time. I'm not sure when happy hour kicked in. How long have you been here before I got here?
About 15, 20 minutes.
Okay. Because we're your Guinness should have been $6.
Oh, it was $8.
They charge you the. Oh, we know.
No, the pint is $8.
Okay, so that's to say this is a specialty product. So your pint is $8, but because your cream ale is a local beer, you're getting happy hour, you're getting glass prices between $4 and $8.
Okay, and then it's $4 for the club soda?
I would guess so, yeah. It's a lot. The other thing about this part, and even though I'll say that, you know, I've called this my winter Lorenzo, and that's not to say it's perfect. It's a pretty interesting environment and all that, but it's always a short pour here, I find, too. Okay. I mean, look at that. You haven't taken a sip yet. I mean, that's actually not bad.
I had one sip.
Okay. But I often find that, and cream is a little tricky, too, because you get the head and stuff like that. But I'm always a little disappointed here with that. There's always just that, you know, it's only a matter of an ounce. You know, it's always short an ounce. And that bugs me, because you get that a lot downtown, and... But you know what? You make a good point about the fact that, you know, service is about being going a little bit beyond just like what's written on the board or just the you know, it's an actual thing. Now, mind you, a place like Bistro on the Avenue tends to charge, you know, good high prices, and they're also quite busy, so they're very flush there. You know, they're doing a good business; they can afford to. You know,
I would imagine that the people who work there, the staff,
right.
Not paid that much differently than here. It's still
no, I mean the place in general, but no, actually, it's a good point that it's not the place that gives the service to the staff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, the guy who's working here, or I don't even want to pinpoint anybody in particular, but people working in bars sometimes, all they know is they have the price list and they just want to make sure they get their tip and that's it. You know, yeah, they'll smile, yeah, they bring the beer, blah blah blah, but. You know, you get a couple of guys sitting down, you know, between the two of us, I guess we'll have 5 beers before we leave here. And you get a club soda. The club soda is costing them like 15 cents. You know, it's one thing, I mean, you charge a high price for a club soda because you didn't get a beer, you know. 3 people come in, 2 get a beer, 1 gets a club soda. Well, they all kind of pay the same. You know, it's an opportunity cost. That club soda does not represent an opportunity cost. The bartender should know that and should comp you on it. You're right about when it comes to, like, you know, tips or what you're being charged and stuff. It always bugs me when people get very upset about the nickel and dime issues, you know. There's one of my drinking buddies is like that. And you know, he'll look at the menu and, like, you know, if one kind of beer costs $6 and the other one is $7, you'll always get the $6 one because, you know, it saves a dollar. And you'll get this indignant, you know, lecture about, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like, come on, it's a dollar. You know, it's a dollar.
Is there a difference between the taste? Is there a difference in quality?
Oh, yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. You know, difference in taste and quality, but ultimately it's a dollar, you know? Pay the dollar if you prefer the one with the different taste, you know, the $7
exactly.
one. It's just nothing. And the same thing with service, you know. If the service is bad, well, then, yeah, the tip... You know, is reflected in that. But if the service is competent, you know, I mean, the service is here is competent. You can't blame the guy for not copying you on the club soda or giving you a 2-for-1 or whatever. However, that doesn't detract from the fact that you feel a little let down.
Yeah, no, it's more. It would be
your experience is not as good as it could have been.
The idea of is this a place that I would immediately want to come back to?
Right, exactly.
Where I was at the Bistro on the Avenue, where the service was superlative. So I'm saying, okay, yeah, that's where I would normally think it's swishy, swanky Westmount and stuff like that, and at which point it's way too overpriced, and why the hell would I want to go in there to hang out with those sort of people?
Because they make you feel special.
At which point, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
Versus here, where it's, okay, yeah, they have reasonably fine beer, right. Like cream ale, although I'm burping way too much on the cream ale, I remember. But it is where... Okay, the service isn't as good as Bistro on the Avenue, so
yeah.
I don't know. It's not likely to jump out into my head as a place to return to.
Right.
Oh, I must come back. Those
or if you do return,
couches were so comfortable.
These couches are not comfortable at all,
no.
Actually. Yeah, or the other thing is just, you know, if you come back, just get tap water instead of club soda. Yeah.
I like the bubbles. Okay, this is now side noises of us out in the freezing cold and me dropping shit out of my pocket.
No traffic. There's one car going by, and that's it.
Okay.
It's quiet Wednesday night.
Well, yeah, it's cold. Why would anybody be out on a night like tonight?
And nobody's getting married this weekend, so they're not here to buy their wedding dresses.
Okay. Yeah, no, this is like... Right now, I could even do this... without a jacket on. One of my favorite things was in Gaines Bar.
Yeah.
There's this woman who walked in and she made a whole big thing about how her glasses fogged up.
Yeah.
And then she finally took off her jacket. She got warmed up and stuff like that. Yeah. She's wearing a sleeveless tank top.
which is fine depending on what kind of coat she's wearing over it.
It's still unclear on the concept. To me, it's one of the things about this. The way that I dress is I just am in layers. And I right now have 4 layers on.
Layers is good mm-hmm. when the temperature is changing. On a day when it's warm in the afternoon and cold, but here in Montreal on this day, it's just fucking cold.
No, when
all
I'm
day. You can wear your sleeveless dress. Just put a big puffy thing over it.
No. To me, no. One layer is never going to serve you. It is where by having 4 layers on, I'm catching air in between all of them.
Yeah.
And at which point, then it's once out in the cold. Okay, close them up. In the warm, open them up.
And, that's all right. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's true. But the one big puffy layer works if you got the right kind of puffy layer.
Okay. Notice hipster heaven. Hipster heaven. Zubazar 6388, where they have a list, and we have then Le
Fast Food. I thought it was Fast Food.
No. No, it is Le Fast Food.
Because I did see a restaurant called Fast Food one time a few years ago. I guess I was getting mixed up. Okay. So it's Fast Food.
Fast Food. No, F-O-U.
Restaurant bar.
It's cold out. Do you want to open the door for me? My hands are occupied.
Beat up, painted door full of graffiti. Okay. Got place.
Thank you very much. Okay. In you go.
Wait, that's a fast food. There you go. That's the first line. That's good.
Okay.
Thank you very much for listening to part 2 of episode 6 of the Montreal Burger Report. Ed Hocko, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke Hands visit to Gaines Bar and Le Fast Fou on the Plaza Saint-Hubert. Next week, Ed Hocko, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke Hand recite the menu. So don't touch that screen, mouse, browser, or dial, and be sure to listen, download, or otherwise enjoy and consume part 3 of Ed Hocko, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke Hands visit to Le Fast Fou in next week's Montreal Burger Report. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zeke Hand. If you have any ideas, comments, or suggestions, don't hesitate to let us know by email at montrealburger@gmail.com or on the internet at montrealburger.wordpress.com. We'd graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Brad Slide and Mano Negra for the music, and you for listening.